Well, we all know that when it comes to international agreements, they must come before Parliament. Don't forget that we have raised issues on the floor of this House with the Minister for Communications and Digitalization, Esla Owusu-Ekufo. First and foremost, if you remember my running battle with her on whether the government of Ghana had bought Airtel Tigo, how much they had bought Airtel Tigo for, and what all of that, when she came and said she had, the government had not bought it, even at the time Airtel had told its shareholders in India that they had sold Airtel Tigo. Subsequently, she came out and said she bought it for $1. Later, we are hearing $25 million. Now, the question is, all of these have considerations for the debt of Airtel Tigo. I know that Airtel Tigo has debts on its books in excess of $100 million. So if you are selling Airtel Tigo to somebody and the debt is in excess of $100 million, what is the value of the asset? And then what is the value of the debt? Are you selling the company with the assets and the liabilities, or are you just selling the liabilities, the assets alone without the liabilities? Then who takes over the liabilities? Because those liabilities have to be settled. Airtel owes banks. They owe service providers like the tower companies. We have seen the announcement that says that some JV has been entered into. Don't forget that sometime in November last year, a member of the committee, I think the Honorable Lydia Lamisi, if I'm not mistaken, asked a question that brought Esla Owusu to the floor of the House to give answers on the issue of the transaction. And in contributing to that question, when I rose, I requested of the Speaker that the Minister ought to brief Parliament on what the matter was. The Speaker directed the Minister to brief the Committee of Parliament on Communications on the status of the deal. The Minister promised and pledged to do so. She has not done so yet. We have heard that there's this JV with Hanam or Hamam Investments and all of that.